kwazwa imurezi mbako mchakazo mshe zimbako mshe lingali chona njani zilukanda ba wongu mtu nkena kushelo zia kwa mwela kushelo letu labasa kulayo tina mkamchila mchongwa chile chewe chiki ushelo the connection mwineli mikuwe lilami o mikuwe zimbako mshe murezi mbako to everybody tuning in right now. Welcome to the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Muria Zimbabwe, if you're joining us right now, welcome to Live Talk of the Connection, brought to you by Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday, March the 8th, 2022. Mtakaza Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, I'm your host, Mike Ole. Once again, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Sinomkamisela mhlobo wathi lishewe chitiki. Live Talk at the Connection Moyineni Mike Hobe Muriya Zimbabwe coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Now, nasi mhlobo wathi lishewe chitiki. Tonight on the Connection, we're going to be focusing on the war in Ukraine, which is, of course, a resulting from Russian invasion attempts that has left several, or let me say, thousands of African students either stuck in Ukraine in fear for their lives or attempting to flee the Eastern European nation in pursuit of safety. Now, amongst these African students are Zimbabweans and Nasi Panopachombachibichevichidiki. Tonight on The Connection, we're going to be speaking to them as we document their journey over the past 2 weeks, whereby some are still in Ukraine as this war continues. Now, unfortunately, Muriya Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. Now, what that means is you, our loyal listeners, will not be able to call in live as per usual. However, Muriya Zimbabwe, we can still see your feedback. Thandubonga wonke umuntu who has been doing that over the past couple of months. We can still see your feedback by writing your comments in the comments section. As we speak, we're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Daniela Bo, VOA Studio 7. So, Anyapila Jalo, our three Facebook pages, Muriya Zimbabwe, VOA Shana, VOA Ndebele, Daniela Bo, VOA Studio 7. For our YouTube fanatics, we're broadcasting on YouTube as we speak on our official page, that being at VOA Zimbabwe, Anyapila Jalo, at VOA Zimbabwe. For those that like watching the program on our three web pages, we're currently broadcasting on our three web pages, that being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashana.com, and of course www.voaindependent.com. So Muriya Zimbabwe, for everybody who's watching this program, Celestia C1, Chinich Kubrochumwe Chetre Muriya Zimbabwe, Linga Koshi Ufitizela Lapago Baluchi like. Do not forget to press the like button and the share button so that we can watch the program in our numbers. Linga Koshi Njalo Zulaganjaba Ufitizela Lapago Baluchi like. Utsubonuti Nyempela Nyempela Nyempela. Sonke like so tiritose pano tachirungwa chilichirichidiki msakanga nukutinya pai pakanzi like. Also feel free to write your comments in the comments section so that we get to see your feedback. Now, as usual, Muriya Zimbabwe, we like to start this program with a COVID-19 update, but unfortunately today, by the time we started this recording, the Ministry of Health and Childcare had not released the latest COVID-19 figures. So instead, let us start straight into our program. Now, as I mentioned earlier on, tonight on The Connection, we're going to be focusing on what's happening in Ukraine, a situation that's affected thousands, if not more, of African students who are based in Ukraine seeking a better education, seeking a better standard of life for themselves. Now, a lot of them have been pushed either to be in Ukraine under safety and hiding, or have fled the country. Now, on the 24th of February, Russia began its invasion of Ukrainian borders. Now, this is a situation turned into a military warfare between the two nations, once again, which has led to millions of Ukrainians and immigrants fleeing the East European nation. Now, countries such as Poland and Romania have opened their borders, and other European nations have opened their borders to those in need and those that are fleeing their war, offering them shelter and residency, which will allow them to stay in those countries for a minimum of 3 years. Now, but the war between the two Eastern European nations that does not just impact citizens of those nations, but as I mentioned earlier on, it's impacting thousands, if not more, of African students who have been seeking a better life in Ukraine. Tonight on The Connection, we're going to be speaking to some of those students to hear more about what's happened in their lives over the past 2 weeks. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, without wasting time, let us head over to a recent report produced by Reuters, which explains more about the military invasion or the military confrontation between Russia and Ukraine. Let's head over to that report.
Ukraine is not dead yet. The words to the country's national anthem ring true for Kyiv resident Katya.
Long live Ukraine.
The patisserie owner is supposed to be hosting a big birthday party. But instead, she is helping her mother, Oksana Gulyanka, clean up her apartment after it was damaged in an overnight assault by Russian forces. The windows have been completely blown out. Shards of glass cover the cake decorating supplies.
I was sleeping. There was a sharp explosion and I was thrown 3 meters from the room I was in into the corridor. That was it.
Most of the residents of the apartment block she lives in are former Soviet Army servicemen and border guards. The explosion left Oksana disorientated in a home that has been in her family since the 1980s. Russia launched its invasion by land, air and sea on Thursday following a declaration of war by Russian President Vladimir Putin. It is the biggest attack on a European state since World War II. In the eastern town of Horlivka in Donetsk, the following graphic images highlight the extent of the destruction. Bodies were carried out of destroyed buildings in the rebel-controlled town, where a school has been shelled and apartment buildings left in ruin. Fuel, cash and medical supplies are running low in parts of Ukraine after Russia's invasion. At least 100,000 people are uprooted in Ukraine after fleeing their homes since the assault began. Most of the people who have crossed borders are women and children of the Kyiv restricted passage for men of conscription age. They have been told to stay and fight.
Well, that was a report there by Reuters, which documents what has happened in Ukraine or what led to the invasion in Ukraine. Now, to hear more about how the situation in Ukraine is affecting the lives of African students, let's head over to a report that was produced by VOA's Carol Ginsberg, which explains more as she talks to some African students. Let's head over to that.
African students are among the hundreds of thousands of people trying to flee Ukraine into Poland, Romania, and other neighboring countries. Liberian-born Augustine Akoykoli has been studying medicine in the southwest Ukrainian city of Ternopil. He left home Saturday for a six-hour journey by cab and on foot toward the southern border with Romania. At a border crossing, he stood in line all night in freezing temperatures before being granted entry to Suceava, Romania. Ukrainian authorities have prioritized Ukrainian women and children over foreigners trying to leave the country, which Koli observed.
While you are in the queue, if a Ukrainian comes, you have to shift and make way for that Ukrainian to go to the front. It's winter in Ukraine. It was very cold. My hands, my feet, and everything were numb from the cold. There were even some students that passed out due to hypothermia. There was no shelter, no feeding. At that point, you had to do everything on your own.
There were even acts of aggressive behavior captured on video by Kali's friend while they waited. The video clip showed several uniformed men on the Ukrainian side of the border shoving people who Koli called foreign students sitting on the ground and barely visible behind a parked vehicle. It is unclear if these are Ukrainian border guards shoving people. The hashtag Africans in Ukraine has been trending on Twitter, with posts of video clips and texts alleging mistreatment of Africans trying to get out of Ukraine. Chizoba Okwar, a Nigerian-born resident of New York, has been sharing some of these videos on her blog, Africans in Diaspora.
Since the invasion, they have been trying to get either from the war zone to the safe zones or to other countries like Romania, Poland, and so on. But it has been absolutely difficult for them to do that because it's either they're not let on the buses and trains, or when they do get on the buses and trains, they're literally pulled out.
European officials say everyone is being treated equally once they cross out of Ukraine. Poland's ambassador to Nigeria, Joanna Tarnowska, told local media everyone is receiving equal treatment at the border, adding some Nigerian nationals have crossed into Poland. In a tweet sent Tuesday, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said, "Africans seeking evacuation are our friends and need to have equal opportunities to return to their home countries safely." But the African Union's top leaders released a statement Monday saying they were disturbed by reports that African citizens in Ukraine were not being allowed to cross the border to safety. A State Department spokesman told VOA any act of racial discrimination is inexcusable. And the European Commission also told VOA that it would soon propose to activate the Temporary Protection Directive to aid people fleeing Ukraine. Coley, the Liberian student, said that once he crossed into Romania, everything went smoothly.
They had free food, like everything at that point was free. You can take whatever you want, you can eat whatever you want. That was available there for free. And they even had some blankets because of the cold, like this one.
Coley said new arrivals were told they would get help with food and lodging for 30 days. He then had this appeal to the international community.
These are difficult times for foreign students around Ukraine. So I'm calling on the international community, whatever way in which they can help those foreign students that are going to other European countries to seek refuge, they should try as much as possible in their own way to help.
More than 660,000 people have fled Ukraine since Russia's invasion began last Thursday, according to the UN Refugee Agency. For Betty Ayoub, Carol Gunsberg, VOA News.
Yebo kambezulu kandaba sithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo Chirongwa Chebichebe Chidiki Chirongwa B connection mwene ni Mike Hobe. Earlier on there you were just hearing from a UN official who was speaking more on what the United Nations Refugee Agency is doing towards assisting African students who are stuck in Ukraine and others who are in neighboring nations looking to go back home. Now, kuhlelo namhlanje muri eZimbabwe ukuthi sichasise ngempela ukuthi namhlanje sikhangela udaba luphi. Namhlanje uhlelo sikhangela okwenzakalayo kwele Ukraine lapho okule osekuqhamuke khona impi phakathi kwele Ukraine kanye lele Russia. Siyabona ukuthi kulesi sikhathi iningi labantu abasakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe la kwamanye amazwe kwele Africa. A lot of them sebeyesaba ngempela zulukanda. Ukuthi hayi balakho kulahlekelwa impilo umphefumulo ngenxa yokuthi a lot of them are still in Ukraine. Abanye ngempela sebevamile ukubaleka bakhona kwele Poland, abanye ngempela sebetholile ithuba lokubuyela ekhaya. Now this also includes abasakhulayo abadabuka kwamanye amazwe kwele Africa. So namhlanje kuhlelo sixoxa labatsha, those that are still in Ukraine, sikhangela ukuthi impilo zabo zihamba njani kulesi sikhathi impi phakathi kwele Ukraine kanye lele Russia ilokhu iqhubekela phambili. Abayasho ngempela abasakhulayo ukuthi hayi bayesaba ngempela ngoba balakho ukulahlekelwa ngumphefumulo. Abanye bayasho ngempela ukuthi they are walking about fuswa ngamabhomba phansi ekuseni. Impi le ilokhu iqhubekela phambili. Asakandiwe nyaya yathukuze nasi ngishonga shebe shebe chidiki muri eZimbabwe. Nasi chukuchalisa zirupitika ku Ukraine uko kwa changa wondo phakathi pe Ukraine ne Russia. Na wondo yakanganisa upenyu wewe chidiki wakati one day wanopa kwa nyika zakasiyana siyana mu Africa kusanganisira wewe chidiki ve mu Zimbabwe. Saka nasi ngishonga shebe chukukula newe chidiki ve mu Zimbabwe wa chili mu Ukraine, vachanga vachitsanangura zvavari kusangana nazvo, uyezve kuti ivo vakatarisira kuita sei sezvo hondo iyi ichiri kuendera mberi. So ino dutavo esilanu namhlanje kuhlelo sezvakandava bhalani imibono yenyu, nyorai macomments mucomment section muchiudzo maondero enyu nezviri kuitika kuUkraine as we continue this discussion. And now, muri eZimbabwe, earlier on, you heard several different reports produced by Reuters and, of course, a VOA, Voice of America, that highlights what has been happening in Ukraine. And now, as I mentioned earlier on, tonight on The Connection, we're going to be speaking to the youth themselves. Earlier on over the weekend, I caught up with Jordan Bopoto, who is still stuck in Sumy and pleading for assistance, saying that they are tired, they are currently living in fear as they are woken up day in, day out by bombs and explosions. Let's head over to the conversation that I had with Jordan as he explains more.
So I'm Jordan Bopoto, and I'm speaking from Sumy. I'm a student at Sumy State University in Ukraine. Yeah.
Okay, Jordan. So let's delve into it, man. You know, over the past week and some change, a lot of things have been going on in Ukraine. Let's start off with how you're doing, man. Let's talk a little more about your well-being and how things are going for you.
Okay, like, honestly, right now it's just safe to say I'm just hanging in there. It's crazy. Like, the situation is crazy here. We're just there, and you don't know, like, what will happen next. You're just stuck in swimming, hoping for the best, you know.
How are things looking like in Sumy? I know there's been so many cities have been affected by the war. How are things looking like in Sumy?
Okay, so in the beginning, Sumy was like just quiet. You know, it was peaceful, like nothing much going on in Sumy. But like for the past couple of days, we've been waking up to the sound of explosions, fighter jets flying in the city. You sometimes you get notified of the street fights, like street fights going on. So you have to be like extra alert, and sometimes we have to like go into the underground shelters to shelter from these attacks. You know.
Mm-hmm. So walk me through what a normal day, or normal in quotes, day looks like for you right now. It must be very eventful, for lack of a better word.
Okay. So right now, if you spend a day without going to the bunker, and then you know, like, this, like, bad day is not normal. Like, for you to, like, to say you have had a, like, a proper day, like, a full day, like, you have to at least hear at least one explosion, at least you have to get a message to run to rush to the bunker. And recently, we've been having electric problems because apparently they destroyed one of the power plants of Sumy. So the whole city was a total blackout, but now they are like working on fixing it. So now there's electricity in some places, and in other places there's still no electricity. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the water problem. There's no water in Sumy. Yeah, it got to that extent where we had to like collect snow. We'd collect snow, try to melt it, so that we'd get like some water maybe to clean the dishes or do something like that.
Which I guess leads me to the next question that I have with regards to resources. With all this happening, are you guys able to get out to buy food? Are you able to access other things? What's going on there?
Okay. So as it stands right now, the city is like on its own. It's been trying so hard to provide food for people. Sometimes we have people who are coming in with some contributions. They come to our hostels. They give out water, they give out eggs, sometimes they even bring potatoes and they give out the people. But as of the shops, they're not fully functional. They only open them maybe from 8 to at least 3, and then they close. And now like we have the curfew, so you can be seen like roaming around after 6, because they made it clear that if we see you after 6, they won't know like on which side you are, so you'll be just like be regarded as an enemy. So when it's six, you should just like indoors, like stay in your place and stay away from windows.
Man, that's so how are you doing with all this, what you just described? How are you doing mentally, emotionally? How are you taking care of yourself?
You know, like you have to be strong for yourself. Yeah. Well, at this point, you know, everyone is just calling, check up on you, the relatives, family, friends, everyone. Like, it's just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to, but you know that you have to be strong.
Mm-hmm. I know that with regards to network and everything, it's been very difficult getting a hold of you. So how is that going on with regards to network and access, you know, people being able to access you?
Okay, so like actually for what I've done personally, you know, I can't be able to text everyone at the same time. So the next thing you can do is just like maybe you create a group or something, and like the little time you get, just place a voice note, guys, hey, I'm okay, so don't worry. Like just try to keep them calm, and then you move.
Mm-hmm.
You move. And especially like if you get the bunker, like that place, there's no network at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's no network. You can't make a phone call. You can't do anything. So it's just there, like you're just there. You are just sitting in the dark, just waiting for the sign for you to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes out, just rush to your hostel. Maybe if you are going to eat or have a bath or do something, just do it, because you don't really know like when is the next time they are going to call you back in again.
How many of you are as African students are still in SUNY right now?
Okay, African students, we are quite a lot. We are quite a lot. There are a lot of maybe over 600. Yeah, like all of us combined. Yeah, over 600. Zimbabweans are about 28 or something. 28 to 30. We are not too many Zimbabweans, but we have people from other countries like Nigeria, Zambians, Namibians, people from Ghana, and like the Indians. We still have some Indians with us. We still stuck with them too.
Okay. Now, I know that some of your colleagues have already started their moves of trying to move out of Ukraine. Do you have the same aspirations or staying on with you?
Okay, yeah. Actually, we have some people who have managed to get out of SUNY, but they're all, but, like, it's not easy. Like, some people actually trek, like, they have to walk.
Wow.
And, yeah, they have to walk, and it's a long journey. Like 2 hours journey by car, and then I think they took about 6 hours walking to the next city. And then others, like we said, like that, there are people who got a taxi. But now this all depends with your driver. Like if he's able to negotiate or talk to the other, like the armies or on the checkpoints. Because we have other people who try to leave and then like they have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, like traveling to this like city, like the next city, it's like 2 hours away. And normally we pay like maybe 100 hryvnia or 200 hryvnia, which would be like, maybe $5 or so.
Mm-hmm.
But now, that journey to travel, that journey right now, you have to pay about over $500, $500.
Wow.
Now, like, recently, it has also started snowing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, the taxi drivers and everyone will be like, the condition, like, weather conditions, and, like, they're just taking advantage. They are trying to, you know, like, to make the most out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have the prices, like, getting high. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know this might be the last thing on your mind, but I'm really curious about it with regards to your education. What's it looking like moving forward from you know, this after this incident? Are you sticking around in Ukraine? What would you like to do?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Like, that's a long way. But at this point, you know, like, yes, a lot of ideas coming through your mind, but I think that the best thing that can happen to anyone like who is in SUNY right now, I think if you're able to get out of SUNY and then you can like get on a safe space where you can like think, like clear your mind, and then you can look like where you're coming from and where you're going. Because if I were to speak about SUNY, okay, maybe there's not a lot of damage that is happening in SUNY, but Ukraine at large, it's not looking good for us. But like hopefully, if this thing is able to settle down, yeah, I think I would love to come back to Ukraine. I like Ukraine. And also, like, I'd learn to finish my studies here in Ukraine.
You mentioned Ukraine at large. We've heard talks of, like, racial discrimination, etc., etc. Have you experienced anything similar personally, or have you heard of such?
Okay, I really can't say much about that because I haven't, like, had any experience, like, right, with that, yeah.
Okay, that's why I wanted to hear from your perspective, if you have, which is good that you haven't.
Like, I think, you know, I think it all depends with people.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice people, and they're people who are not so nice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of who you come across, how you approach a person. But as for me, I haven't experienced any of that.
That thing was there in the room of my nation and this.
Yeah.
Then you come to and go over to the circuit to come to Kusumi or to Jagamira.
I'm going to Kusumi. So why did you not? I didn't want to come over to the Ashnomiram. In a goody. Vazhinji vedu takangouya kuUkraine tichingati pamwe takunodzidza takumbonogadzirisa ramangwana redu asi unomuka mangwana chinzonzi hondo yatanga izvozvo hondo chinje kuti takangokura tichingodzidzawo mabhuku ehistory kana ukangovhura uchiona movie paonekwa movie unongona vanhu achirwa imomo but une vatozonzvo tichasvika nguva yekuti tinenge takuzvirarama saka tingoripo tikungoshaya kuti tumbozama kuti tishingirire timona tabudirira here takwanisa kubuda here muno matiri
udzaiwo vateereri kuti pari zvino muri kurarama sei apa tiri kutaura nyaya dzekuwana chikafu mvura
so iko zvino mamiriro akaita zvino nde zvinhu zvakamira so muguta mandiri hamuna mvura hamuna magetsi mashopu akangovhurwa anombovhurwa kwechinguva chidiki saka nguva iyoyo inonzi mashopu avhurwa unofanira kungomhanya kuti ukwanise kuona kuti wawana chekudya here wokwanisa kuwana chinokuraramisa here zvezuva iroro and then ya
chipedza yedu hurukuro yedu mukoma Jordan ndeapi mashoko amungada kukandira munhu wese akuteerera hurukuro yedu varikuda kuziva kuti vanokwanisa kubatsira ise
okay hatoda kuti kana muchikwanisa makanamatirawo mhuri yeUkraine makatinamatirawo tikwanise kunge tichibuda mudambudziko ratiri izvezvi mune zvakanaka kana pane ane chese chaanokwanisa kungotibatsirawo nacho tinogamuchira
vanhu vakakutumirai mari munokwanisa kuiwana here kana kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyaya dzemabhanga
okay now tikunoita panyaya yemabhanga kuti mari yakuita shoma so mamwe mazuva unonzwawo kunzi mari iri wangwa kwakati ukatongomukawo mangwanani omhanya ikoko woona kuti wasvikawo uri panhamba iri nani kuti ukwanise kupindawo utore mari asi pane mamwe makadhi emabhangi atinoshandisa ekuti kana wakwanisa kutumidzira mari ipapo you can use it maybe uchishandisa runhare rwako uchishandisa runhare so zvinenge zvinani
saka kune avo vari kuedza kubatsira uri kutsvaga rubatsiro rwakaita sei
hathin makavhutanga mari kuisa muUkraine ozondibatsira
okay
Ukraine saka kana pane vanogona kutaurawo maybe zvinoaira zvinonetsa kutaura nevatungamiriri venyika kutaurawo netumabato aripo akasiyana kuti vambotipawo semastudents tambokwanisa kupfuura tambokwanisa kudarika tambozorora
Actually, I would like you to repeat that in English because that is a very important part. So for those that would help you personally as a student, how do you think they could help you?
Okay, like personally as a student.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay, I need help. I need to be able to get out of Sumi. I was talking to my friends all the time, and they told me like, you know, people in Sumi, they're going through a little like they're under pressure, like an emotional drift. Like everything is just too much for you. It's just too much to handle, and people are jumpy. I was like laughing with my friend at the time. Right now you have to like you jump at the sound of the door closing. So it's, people may not like think like this is serious or like they see it from a movie, but like we are living it, we are experiencing it. So like one of my friends like just said this, I don't think anyone of us will be able to enjoy the sound of firecrackers or those fires or things like that. Well, it's not looking good. It's not nice for us.
Okay, well, Jordan, thank you for taking time out to give us your account of what's happening. And we really really appreciate it. And please, by all means, stay safe. Stay safe.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Hayi ke ngempela sizolukanda basithanda ukubonga uJordan Bofotho osakhulayo oyisizalwane seZimbabwe. Yena uJordan usakhona kwele Ukraine, uyasho ngempela ukuthi uyesaba ngenxa yokuthi kuningi okwenzakalayo lapho impi phakathi kwele Ukraine kanye lele Russia ilokhe iqhubekela phambili. So yilolu daba esilalo kuhlelo sizolukandaba. Now muli eZimbabwe also on this discussion, let's head over to a clip of African students who document their journey throughout this period whereby this war between Russia and Ukraine is ongoing.
So I looked through my window and I saw a very massive traffic in the streets, and I saw people pulling their suitcases, their luggages and all. And then that was when now I was like, wow, so this thing is really real when I looked through the window. It's now that the reality is really hitting me, because honestly, I thought it was just one of those things. I didn't really take it serious, and now it's happening now. I think it's, for me, I think it's a bit too late for evacuation and all those things. Honestly, that's what I feel.
This morning, we woke up just to hear, like, one or two of our military bases were being bombed, and foodstuffs become stuck because the citizens were buying foodstuffs and the ATM was being cyber attacked, and to even use the internet in the morning was hard. Calling someone like on a normal call with the Ukrainian network service was very, very hard. For now, I don't know, the only option we have is just to go to Poland border, but it's not really safe, because going to Poland border, literally we need to pass through some of these cities before we can reach the western side of the country. Because we are in the eastern side, and we have to cross border to the western side. So it's not really like anything, like it's not something easy there, let me say that. Okay.
But still, like, there are certain places that will be like blocked right now. So we're just trying to pass, like, because we're trying to leave now, so we like try to, like, you know, make food for us to just at least, if we are stopping somewhere, let's be able to eat something. We have bread, we have stew, and some other things at least for us to just, and water, not specifically, just for us to live by on the road. I mean, if we see places where we can buy stuff, obviously, we try to buy more stuff.
It's only document and system that is with us here, and phones. It was when we get to Romania, we have to buy some things, and even some people have to buy many things. So things are lost at the departure of this war. Many things are not carried.
Like your life, even though you have to start from the beginning, it doesn't matter. Your life, and that's all I care about. As for my parents, yeah, it's a lost investment, but they care that I'm alive. That's great, I guess. I'm actually happy to see my family. I'm getting a free flight. That's a plus. I don't really mind anything. I would like to, if it's to trade, like do sewing, I wouldn't mind doing it. Like, I think trades are kind of fun. And no matter what happens, I'm happy. I'm happy to be home, Nigeria. I'm happy here.
Ngempela sizolukandaba leso abasakhulayo bayachasisa lokho abahlangana lapho, bayasho ngempela ukuthi hayi bayesaba kwele Ukraine sekuqhamuke impi Now, there's a lot of things that are happening by actually in Peru's ending level by a Kuswang, a bomb. Abanye ngempela bayazama ukubaleka abanye sebetholile ithuba ngempela lokubaleka sebekhona kwele Poland kwele Romania lamanye amazwe that are close to Ukraine. So kuhlelo sike saxoxa lo mnumzana uJordan Bophotho omunye wabasakhulayo uyena sikhuluma nje is still in Sumy kwele Ukraine. Zulukandaba, let's also head over to another conversation that I had with Utinashe Chamunorwa, another Zimbabwean youth who is still in Ukraine.
I'm Utinashe Chamunorwa from Zimbabwe, and I'm in Ukraine, Chmielnytskyi, and I'm studying computer engineering, and I'm in my third year. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Utinashe, you know, the past week has been very eventful for people in Ukraine. Tell us a little more about your experience in Ukraine over the past week.
Okay. So over the past week, things have been scary, and but nothing has happened to my city yet. I'm still safe and everything is okay, but just because of what we're seeing, you know, on the social media and what we are hearing, that like things that are happening in other cities like Kyiv and Kharkiv, they just get so far my city have been told to like stay indoors most of the time. And there's this siren that that goes off, like maybe when they sense that maybe something's about to happen. It's just like a warning alarm. So when that thing goes on, I mean, we have to go like in bunkers. Like as for me, I live in an apartment, so there's a basement. So if there's a signal that maybe they're sending an airstrike or a missile, we have to go those bunkers to hide. When it's safe, they'll tell us to leave. So yeah, and most shops and like no companies have closed, but it's only the grocery stores that are still open and there's food. Yeah, so most of the things are just still okay, but yeah, that there's this fear in us because of what we are seeing. We're not sure whether it's going to get to our city or not, so no one knows. And as for my school, they gave us an opportunity to evacuate us, and most of the people took the opportunity, but as for me, I thought that maybe the situation was going to get better in time, so I chose to stay. And ever since I decided to stay, my school has been checking up on me, like, you know, taking care of me, just making sure that everything is okay. So I'm just, like, waiting to observe. If the thing doesn't get better, then I will have to move, like, maybe. So I'm just checking.
Now talk to me a little more about, I know you briefly touched on the fact that you're feeling scared. But tell me a little more about your mental state right now. How are you feeling in the area?
Okay. I've been having like, you know, like sleepless nights because you never really know what will happen over the night. So, yeah, so most of the time I just try to like maybe watch movies or watch sermons, like my sweet sermons, just to keep me awake so that I'll be, if anything happens, I'll be able to like maybe evacuate and go to a better place. So, just like, I've just been scared, and my parents have been trying to keep me calm, motivate me, and yeah. So I'm just trying to stay calm.
Are you able to keep in constant touch with your family? Like, obviously, we have you on Zoom, but I don't know what the network situation and connectivity is like. So have you been able to stay in touch with them?
Yeah, I've just been in contact, like every time I'm in contact, and there's been any problem when it comes to communication.
Mm-hmm. And what about your living situation? I know a lot of people are all over Ukraine. Some are in bunkers, some are in train stations. What's your living situation looking like right now?
Yeah, so ever since this war started, I've just been in my apartment. Nothing has happened. I haven't been told to evacuate. But like I said, if the siren of the alarm goes on, I have to go like to the basement. And then when it's safe, I'll go outside.
No, I was thinking like Kyiv at some stage had a curfew. Have you guys experienced something similar?
Yeah. There's been a curfew like from 9 o'clock, like 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. There's been a curfew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we are told like to turn off our lights during that curfew so that it will help like the soldiers or the people that will be patrolling at night for like better vision or something. Better vision.
So are there soldiers and everything outside your apartment as you speak? Like, what's it looking like?
No, I think they'll be there, like, maybe at night. I haven't checked because I barely go out. But I'm sure like that there, because they said when you see soldiers, don't be afraid. They just there to like, you know, check if they may be terrorists or whatever, just to just be aware of things, just to be alert.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little more about what you're doing for food, what you're doing for shelter. Well, obviously you're in your apartment, but what you're doing for everything else. Are you able to step out, get some food, have some money on you? What does it look like with regards to resources?
So ever since this all started, it's hard to get cash because everyone is trying to withdraw, and it's, I think it's a bit difficult for the bank to provide money for everyone. So most of the time, the ATM won't be working, but if you have money on your card, you can still go to the grocery stores and buy whatever you want. Like, anyway, this week, you can buy whatever you want using card. And, yeah, so for the food, it's available, and, like, pharmacies are always open to give you medication. And, like, I think I've been able to get everything that I need. Yeah.
Okay.
And that is... Like, when I go out, it's not like I'll meet a lot of people out there because everyone is just, you know, you only go outside when you really need something because, yeah.
Now, seeing a lot of your peers, not just Zimbabweans, but fellow African students, a lot of them have chosen the option to leave.
Yeah.
Why are you choosing to stay?
So when this thing happened, I thought that maybe it was just, you know, like maybe Russia was trying to, was Ukraine or just trying to put fear in Ukraine. So I thought that maybe that's just going to last for maybe 3 to 4 days. And most of the people that I was with, like my friends, they panicked a lot. And because of the decision that they were making, like doing that they were saying for me, I was like, no, I don't want to make decisions because of panic or fear. I have to make decisions like properly when I'm in, like, in the right state of mind so that I won't make bad decisions. Because I also had to think about the sacrifice that I made all these 3 years to get where I am, only a year left for me to get my degree. And then I didn't just want to give all that up. Yeah.
Now, it's a good thing you mentioned education because that was going to be my follow-up question. Just a year left, what are your plans? Are you planning on staying in Ukraine to finish off your education?
When I came out, I planned to stay in Ukraine. I just wanted to know then and then maybe go to maybe the United States or Canada. Like two other better countries, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is your university saying with regards to how the school setup is going to move forward?
They haven't said anything. They haven't said, like, maybe our academics are going to be, like, not disturbed or anything. They just gave us a break for 2 weeks, and if things get better, people come back to school. But, you know, after the week, it's not like things are going to get back to normal. Maybe they'll need for, like, a month or 2 months. So they gave us, like, 3 months to start online after everything gets better, and then maybe from there we'll see. But it's not like we're going to have to stop studying unless maybe our university gets bombarded or something.
Now, with regards to your friends who have left, are you in constant communication with many of those?
Yeah.
And what are they saying with regards to the challenges they're facing in leaving?
Most of them are in Poland and they have been fine, so they just like, let's hope you make the right decision. Follow your heart. Just try to encourage me. But yeah.
All right. And I think it was my listeners. Over the past week.
Russia against Ukraine. So it tested last week, and no one was expecting it. Maybe Russia will go to our, but from Norway, yeah, can go attack. And my attack against me, one of half of Russia, I got on a Wanda, or a Saluda teaser. Could you not see Australia or a problem in Kenya? And then, embassy in Zimbabwe. I got to from Poland, changed the matters. So, school changed by my students. I was Ukraine for Poland, then from Poland, embassy in Zimbabwe and the in charge. So, Nebula Kona Mavitan, Gashlopa Internet, and Achifa, a building as Bomber, Frank Kongsna, like Jews, the Ubutin, the Papi Chap, Chapaning, and Jipaning, and Akachinga Tiger. So, now all the hatches of Teaser and the decision and gave the eggs. So, I didn't want to consult out Teaser because a beautiful finance against Toba, Kauti, or maybe Pandira, a family came, or the panel. Now, I'm going to say, Maunira ni la situation therefore kwa ilo na utanani. So instead of change cheese and the pins are my pains and through on my expenses and was not that zero chango bo bata fees and then bau kufa nongi wa kutu bata ndiki tango chi maybe miembo gara kwa nani. And papanda gara sa uto gara mshukese zi hakuna ulea cha iti kambo andu gara hakuna misi ya chashika nekuzwa kwa ndi itaini hakuna cha cha iti kwa vanhu vari kutshaya kungora ramo zvinomo as a way like kuavoida kutya kana panic saka vanhu vari kutshaya kumbombo famba fumbo apo neapo but it's just quiet kune zvinyararo zvisina zendi so pandokuenda kumashops kana kumagrocery ndinotsvaga chikafu tine chiwana chiripo and tinokansoptinga oni kuna chechachinja kana maybe kukwira kutengo whatever zvinhu zvinani.
Mambochu zaone chirungu kuti chikarisa zviri kuitika muUkraine panobudikirawo mukadongorera panze munomboonawo masoja ndachikumbirawo kuti panangurova chezvizvi kunyatsoitika hamusi kutya
here vakuona masoja ihink vanenge masoja ari panze masoja ari panze kuti kune vari kuexpect kana kuti vari kuda kuedza ku kuavoida materialist attacks kuzoti you never know kuti who to trust because maRussia and maUkraine are almost the same. Language yavo yakanaita kufana saka masoja ari kunzoko havari kunzino kuti havasi kufanira kumirira kuti hondo iuye kuti vazopfeka uniform mubata futi kuti vaende mastreets ayo vanofanira kungogara vari redi. So apo neapo unogonawo 2-3 vanongangori magroup vachiongedza ngopatrola maybe vangonanga vapiwa nzi rodhi sani vachingofanira kumeka sure kuti rodhi yaya kana vachifamba kukafumba zvinomo hakuna chinji zvinomo muchikuitika chingavasa masoja aja just trying to stay alert kuti parangoitika anything vanenge vari redi kudefendawo city yavo.
Mambotiudza nyaya yecurfew zvekare mukati pane dzimwewo nguva pamunonzi musabude panze dzimwe nguva
kuchara imba. Okay, so Babaga Tanga on the Kuni KFU. So KFU, you know, Tanga na 9 Maneru, each player na 6 Maxen. Engo and Utias, Fan on Get Uda Panze, or Fan Kongo Shunoka Panze, and at the same time, Yango Rumbamako, Unofango has one of my light schools. Onde, I saw on the Utan, and some money talk about full energy in your Dema, airstrikes, my mysteries. So, in order for a plane to be able to kuti kwanise kudonhedza mamisu ama bomba inofanira kunge ichigaidzwa nelights painoona light chakwanda inongotapa ndopaunani saka patodzima lights hapana hakwanisi kubatsirika and at the same time zvinobatsirawo masoja edu kuti akwanise kuonawo pamwe panoshandisa night vision and also kuda kwecurfew vanhu vachiziva kuti munhu wavo vese vakavamudza kuti ngeunge uri mumba saka kana usiri mumba pane machanisi akawanda ekuti utori pamwe NME zvakare.
Ko vabereki vako pamwe chete ne all your loved ones muri kuwana here mukana wekugara muchikurukura navo takamboonawo nhau dzokuti dande mutandi rakambodonhedzwa muUkraine?
Pane I think pakaitika pakanasa venetric tanzi mamacities aya ari kuafectwa zvisingaita akaita sekagiv nekiv ari kubata kwasinoidi but kwandiri kusiti haina kumboafecta isati but yakangotaka kusunwa down but papakataura Elon Musk kuti pambotsvaya kufisa nesuva tikuona kunge zvinhu zvachinja and rina hakuna dira ndakasina kukwanisa kutaura navabereki vangu vandaida kutaura navo aitaura navo nokuvafonera kuzi baba zvakatanga vaida kutoti nditobva hakuna mbere kwangu aida kuti nivega kana nehama uyese vaikufona kuti ibva but news of Tugono Futum Road to Nolan Sangan and Om Road Momo in the Papa Changa for a Javarati ask for our civilian that of Grammar civilian Sakadis is guilty. Mufamba for Tugono Sangan and Alpus, Varenda, Varacha of Varasangan and Om Road Saga. Kandile aona nge best decision JJ angeke ngogara saka langu zama parents angu that said ogara and look about me support in the mental situation saka na zvakaita with no the time wanda kufana friend and I'm sure ndo kana red cross whatever to be means of kuti ndite facilities
yeah o saka vari pa vana red cross vari mo vari kushanda magutere
yeah red cross pare city situation so me for control ndakanzwa kuti marumazo kuti kwaka consider red cross consider but some masters isingazvizia kuti chokwadi but chikoza kuti kuti chino concern but so never do that transport kana dini cha chem critical kana kukunza kana driver ano di driver because city long to start to show ana kwanda ava kuti ngo transfer right you know and
okay, so as we wrap up in English here, what last words would you have for the audience that is watching this interview and wondering how you are, but are hoping that they can be there of aid if you do need aid? So what would you have to say to them?
Okay, like Trevor, that is not in Ukraine. All I would say is that I'm safe and I thank God because God is watching over my life and protecting me. And for all those in Ukraine, I just say, wherever you are, just put your hope and trust in God. And I'm sure if you need maybe any type of vaccination, God will make sure that you provide those needs. So let's just trust God and pray for Ukraine.
Thank you so much, Tinashe. Do you have any other things you'd like to leave before we end our conversation?
I just want to thank you. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
I just turned to Bonga, Ochinashe Chamunorwa, Osakulayo, Oisalanese Zimbabwe, Alai Mumunya Osakulayo, who is still in Ukraine. Now, Skuluman, Jesu Lugandava, Uholumede Ramungameli Emerson Mlangakwa, Danye Lamania Mazu in Bela Avale Africa, has started an evacuation attempts. They keep Isalanese Zimbabwe, Danye Labatabuga Wamania Mazu in Bela Africa, out of Ukraine, Uholumede Ramungameli Emerson Mlangakwa, Wakuluman in Bela Washo, watela basa kula ilaba wuzai, kumele bona batingi njela yogu hamba daye gwele college, and that is where they're getting ama flights out. Sikulumanje, there are some African students, there are some Zimbabweans who have successfully left Ukraine that are back in Zimbabwe, and others from other countries are currently successfully evacuated out of the war situation and are back home. Let's head over to a VOA report that was recently produced that shows what Ghanaian students who have successfully fled the war had to go through as they managed to get back home.
Ghanaian students from Ukraine arrive at the Kotoka International Airport in Accra to meet their families. The students fled Ukraine at the start of the war to avoid being injured or killed. Their families say they are happy to welcome them back.
Extremely, extremely happy. Extremely happy. We are grateful to God for bringing them. We thank the government for bringing them. And as a parent, and I'm very sure any other parent who came to meet his or her ward share the same sentiment with me. We are very happy that they are here with us.
But the journey out of Ukraine, the students say, was traumatic. In the city of Tunisia, the leadership of the National Union of Ghana Students, NUX, mobilized 24 Ghanaians and 13 other African nationals on a bus and headed to the Romanian border. Samuel Jemeke, a fourth-year medical student and NUX vice president, says the sound of bombs and visible smoke from neighboring cities was the trigger for them to flee.
We heard a bombing, which is a city which is 2 hours away from my city, Ivano-Frankivsk. So we just made that decision that we're going to leave whatever it takes. So we did the necessary clearing from the school, and then we went to organize a bus. And we were ready to pay any amount the bus was going to charge us, so we just got on board and then we gathered the people, and then we set off.
At the Ukrainian border, they say there was heavy vehicular and human traffic. They had to abandon their bus and walk through the cold and dark for several hours. Jemeke says it took his team about 15 hours to cross the Ukrainian border amid competition with the locals, children and mothers for space to exit.
They were very harsh day, very harsh. I actually thought some of them were racist because they point at me and some of my friends, the blacks, that go back, you go back. That's the only English they can speak. You go back. Meaning, don't come near the gate, else he's going to push you. And some of my friends were actually, I wouldn't say molested, but they will pull you like this. Like maybe you've reached the gate, the tip of the gate, he's standing there. He can't push you to go back because you are going to hurt someone. So he'll pull you and push you inside.
At the Romanian border, they were welcomed by Ghanaian communities where the government of Ghana facilitated their travel back to Ghana. According to the government, there are about 1,200 Ghanaians in Ukraine, 78% of them students. On March 1st, the government had confirmed that about half of Ghanaians in Ukraine had fled to neighboring countries. Some students are still stuck in northeastern Ukraine, in the city of Sumy, which was attacked before they could flee. Sandwiched between Russian borders and war-torn cities, the students in Sumy have no route to access a safe border. In a WhatsApp chat with the public relations officer of the National Union of Ghana Students in Sumy, Benjamin Boateng said, "Right now, there is no power and no water here. We are fighting for our lives." He pleaded for the government to intervene and said they needed evacuation measures to get to them to any country, Russia, Hungary, anywhere, he said. Parents in Accra want the government to act fast.
From what we have heard right now, there seems to be food shortage. I mean, it looks like food is getting short in the markets in Sumy. So it's becoming something which is looking not so good. So my only plea to the government is to liaise with NUCS Sumy to see how best they can get these supplies to the students whilst intensifying their arrangements with the Russian government, at least for them to go into Russia.
In a meeting with parents, the government has assured families of people stuck in Ukraine that they will employ every diplomatic means to bring everyone to safety. Sena Anutod for VOA News, Accra, Ghana.
I work in Zimbabwe, you know, Luta, but it's the Sina Lo, and the reporters and who producer Sarah's way for South America, the Tassan and Bella, Uta, Bakon and Bella Basakulayo, who have successfully returned home. They were evacuated. By the different governments from in the SA Kamuge, Egwele, Ukraine. So, you know, Luta Bersilalo, Namfan Yugoshev is Tandubonga, Umnumzana, Ujordan Bokoto, Osakulayo. He is a student still in Ukraine, Sikabendalo, Tinashe Chamunorwa, Omoyova Sakulayo, that is also currently still in Ukraine. Apalani Migone, Nubukas, Lechele, Facebook, Zurugandaba, Cheleni Ubus, Lugubona, Jan Loko, Wenzagala, Egwele, Ukraine. And of course, most importantly, if you have any family members that are still in Ukraine and you'd like to tell their story, please reach out to me at @mikehove_, that is my Twitter and Instagram username. If you're looking to send me an email, please reach out via email at mhove@voanews.com. So if you have those stories that you're looking to tell, please reach out to me and sila ukufaka kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo njengoba nje kuthebechidiki. Well, shout out there to Mr. Jordan Bokocho and, of course, Tinashe Chamunorwa, two young people that I got the opportunity to speak to. They're both still in Ukraine. We had them here on The Connection as they were documenting their stories. As they mentioned, there's still a lot more young Africans that are still stuck in Ukraine. Others are in neighboring nations such as Poland and Romania. So, Zulugandaba, Yukoloko, Wevagalayo, over the past 2 weeks, war has started in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia, as Russian forces attempted to invade Ukraine. Hi, Zulugandaba, it's Tatsami. So, this is Pelile Murray Zimbabwe, Chongwa Chacho Shika. We've reached an end of tonight's program. Once again, shout out to all my guests. Shout out to you, our loyal listeners, that tuned in to The Connection, meaning @mikehove, @mikehove_ is my Twitter and Instagram username if you're looking to reach out to me. Let's meet at the same time, the same place, Pano Panepenyure Studio 7, Moria Zimbabwe. I go by the name of Mike Hove. Bye-bye!